Okay, so once again, we will be 300. Okay, just for the record, since we had some technical problems yesterday we did Kuf Chav Hei Sif Beis, where we talked about aligning our feet, keeping our feet together for Kedusha. Again, we went through, we saw the Mishnah Brura, which pointed us back to Siman Tzai Hei, where we saw the reason for that, because we're speaking to Hashem, we're speaking to the Shekhinah, so we're like Malachim, and Malachim have one leg, or looks like one leg, and therefore a person has to imagine themselves like a Malach, beautiful Mishnah Brura in Tzai Hei, that you're not worried about anything physical. You divest your mental thoughts from anything physical. And talk about looking skyward with your eyes, not with your head, when you say Kedusha and a beautiful Mishnah Brura on that. And raising ourselves up for Kedusha. Right. And that's what we talked about. Okay, so let's go on to Kuf Chavav today. Getting near to the end of Netzalak Simon in the first Chayla. So, again, of course, it's all hypothetical, especially here in the shul. We don't assume that a chazan would make a mistake. But again, it's just hypothetical. But the Machaber says a very interesting halacha. Shliach tzibur shas sheta'a, a chazan who made a mistake, V'dileg achas mikol brachos. And he skipped, right, he's repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, right? He skipped one of the brachos. What was it? Keshamaskirin oso, when you tell him, whoa, you slow down, you missed that one, you skipped one. Yodea lachs or limkomo, he knows how to go back to the place where he made a mistake. Now, I should have mentioned before, now again, as I mentioned very often, we are a lot jaundiced, because we have Sidurim, we have many Sidurim. Each person has different types of these Sidurim, with this font and that font and this binding and that, and then there's this cover and that cover, right, in the shul itself, you know, we have the different types of Sidurim. But it wasn't that long ago, somebody had a sitter, one sitter, so you're considered like it's high lifetime, to own a Gemara was, so again, it's totally different. So now again, as we saw before a long time ago, if there's only one sitter, which was very common, for us it only happens like if you're at a wedding, right, and then you get a minyan together, but if there's only one sitter, which was very common, so the chazan got the sitter, he had the rights to the sitter. Sometimes they didn't have a sitter, so he had to daven by heart. So you had to, you told him, you forgot this bracha, so he would go back, he would know how to go back, right, because it's all in his mind. So we would not remove the chazan for that reason. Because he made a mistake. We assume it's an honest mistake, or an innocent mistake, I should say. And therefore we would not remove him. Now the Mishnah Brura says, as opposed to if he skipped a bracha on purpose. However, we know that. But let's say he skipped a bracha on purpose. We would remove that person as being chazan immediately. Remove him immediately. Misalkin miyad. Right? Out, bring in somebody from the bullpen. Except, okay, avol im dileg, but if he skipped birchas hamalshinim, if he skipped, we all know there, we call Shemoneh Esrei, which means 18 brachas, but we know there aren't 18 brachas, there are 19 brachas. Because one was added later, the bracha from Malshinim, Malshinim al Sikva, I won't get into all the whole historical reasons why, I'm sure you all know why, that was added later. So that refers to the heretics and those who try to undermine Torah at the time, so, and continue to do so. So if the person skipped that bracha, misalkin osam yad, get the hook. Why? Shema api korasu. Maybe he's a closet heretic. But Let's say he made a mistake. Now, don't forget, he's doing it by heart. You know, like, maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he stumbled. So we would not remove him. Now, a very interesting halacha. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Brura. Now, so again, the whole idea is that he's, why is he skipping this bracha? So, of course, if we see it's an innocent mistake, it's one thing. But if we are not so sure, it's with another bracha, so let me go back. But with this bracha, we can understand we're very, a little more touchy about it because of the content. Now, the Mishnah Brura says this will not apply to other brachas. So Mishnah Brura says, well, wait a minute. How about a bracha like Mechaya Meisim? Right, we know, or, well, there's others, but let's say, or the bracha Gal Yisrael, or that Hashem should bring the Gula. Or we all know, let's say, move it, speed it up a little to modern history. Modern history in Judaism is like 200, 300, 400 years. That's modern. 500 years. So we know some Jews, unfortunately, went off and they didn't believe, it's only a recent thing, a radical thing that they put back in to tefillah about Yerushalayim Yerecho Barach Min Tashuv. They didn't believe Mashiach's coming back or that there's going to be a return. I don't know if I want to get into the story, but for a while I was taking voice lessons when I was younger. My mother liked my voice. So I was taking voice lessons by a very famous conservative chazan, very famous, and he was from once upon a time. So I think I was the only from student that he had, and he really liked me. So he said that he grew up from it, and it really hurt him the first time he went into a non-from house of worship. He says, I didn't know this, but he told me, they call it a temple, because they don't believe the temple's coming back. Right. So like, so this is it, huh?
They just used
No, I've heard from, I've heard from many sources actually, he was just the first. So anyway, so I have a lot of other stories like that. So the Mishnah Brura says that let's say we know that the person doesn't believe in Techiyas HaMeisim, and he skipped that bracha, Mechayim Meisim, Mechal Kachayim Mechas, he skipped that bracha, so we pull him out also. In other words, the same reason, the halacha that we have for L'mashlim al Sikva, the reason why we pull the person out immediately is because we have a suspicion. If, let's say, he skips something and we have a suspicion that he really believes that whatever he pulled out, then we pull him out also. So like the Mishnah Brura says, for example, Chiyas HaMeisim, or the Geula Asida, or other examples that are not necessarily blatantly in Shemoneh Esrei. If the person doesn't believe that Torah is Mina Shamayim, right? Or he doesn't believe in Gemul Va'onesh, a reward and punishment. No, that's off the books. Or anything like that. So the Chofetz Chaim says, B'chulei alma apikores gomorhu. That person is on apikores, and forget about pulling him out. Ve'osu la'anicho li'al shatz. You're not allowed to let him be chazen to begin with. You can't even let him get to the starting block. And the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'im ama b'chazaka," if he forces his way into it. Again, we don't relate to this, but let's say in Russia and other places, sometimes somebody had connections with the government, maybe even today. And you know, the commissar or somebody would come up. There's a lot of stories about this. Would come up to the rabbi or the gabbai. I think you have a problem now. Imagine, and come up and say, you know, I want Vladimir to daven. Vladimir doesn't know how to daven. He's an apikores and he has a bad voice to boot. So then, the Chofetz Chaim says, so let's say in one of these cases, let's say he's an apikores for one of these reasons. He doesn't believe in Schar Nonish, he doesn't believe in Torah Misina, he doesn't believe in Tekeas HaMeisim, he doesn't believe in Gula Asida, he doesn't believe in one of those things. So then, Imam Abu Chazaka, Ein Onim Amen Acharav. Kind of like that. Don't answer Amen to his bracha. So man. Bracha to Hashem, Mevarach Hashanim. Silence.
How many years ago were we talking about?
Not long ago. Again, we don't appreciate it, but there's a lot of stories like this. You know, like people had pull, unfortunately. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Good.
When was this written?
Chafetz Chaim at the end of the, I was about to say the last century, but it was always already the one before that.
Yeah.
Late 1800s. The turn of the century. Okay, let's go on the base. Let's say he makes a mistake. Now again, he can't go back because he doesn't have a sitter. So he's a fablonjit, as we say in English. Yamod achar takto. So you bring in somebody to relieve him. Who can't? Kadekshu smarla elba simen nun gimel. Now, the relief chazen, so now what does he do? Now, the guy got mixed up in the middle of a bracha, let's say. So now the B, the second guy, so where does he, he just picks up from there? So the Mechaber says, U'matchil mitchilas ha-bracha. No, he has to start from the beginning of the bracha, Sheta'azeh. He has to go back to that bracha. Not the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, right? But you can't start where the guy left off either. You have to go back, the Mechaber says, to the beginning of that bracha. So let's say he got mixed up in, I don't know, bracha leinu somewhere. V'es kol mnei su'asal tova, and saying talumata or saying bracha. He just got all. So now the guy can't just start the same bracha. Right? He has to start from bracha leinu.
Is that the same thing true in leinu?
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on where you made a mistake. It's a little more complicated. Well, we'll see. It's a little more complicated here also. Now, this is all predicated in, as I said before, that's one of the middle brachas. Now, remember what we said? First three brachas are one unit because those are extolling Hashem, praising Hashem. Then the middle brachas are what I call the please brachas. And the last three are the thank you brachas. So those are all three separate units with the middle stuff, each one being its own unit because you're asking for each separate things. So if you made a mistake in the middle bracha, so you could just go back to the beginning of that bracha. The im haya begim al rishonim, but if you made a mistake in the first brachas somewhere, macha barosh, he has to go back. One unit. He has to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Vim begim al chronos, let's say you made a mistake in the last three, let's say in Sim Shalom or Shalom Malo, so right, pretty much at the end, but still in the last three brachas, so what? Macha ritzei. So he has to go to the beginning of that unit, which is ritzei. Okay, we'll get into this a little more blinder tomorrow. Hopefully go a little further too. Okay? Again, this is all hypothetical, right? Because our chazanim don't make mistakes, but